Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Castle Football Show. It is week three on this Wednesday afternoon, and the Castle Knights, a 31-28 winner at home against Modern Day this past Friday to even the record at 1-1. And now we'll be at Enloe Field Friday night, their first road game taking on the Bossy Bulldogs. All that coming up. Doug Hurt and Carter Bowe will be joining us in the next 15 minutes, and we'll be back with the Castle Football Show and Coach Hurt here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, head coach Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. Thanks for having me. Good to hear from you.
All right. Well, 31-28, a win over the modern-day Wildcats at a football game, a wild one this past Friday night out there at Castle Stadium. John Lighty Field, you guys 28-14 leaders at halftime, and hold on to win 31-28. Overall, just thoughts on that game.
Well, I think it was no shock that every year with Modern Day, doesn't matter whether we're good, they're good, you know, we're both good, we're both average, it's going to go down to the wire. I mean, it's just, you know, you look back at the scores over the past, you know, 20 seasons, and, you know, you kind of recap those games in your head, and, you know, sometimes with SIAC championship implications, or, you know, down to the wire in 2011, you know, for the championship, or whether we're both average, or, you know, it doesn't matter. It is a barn burner, and I think the fans got a good show on Friday night, and, you know, fortunately for us, we were able to escape with a win, and anytime you do that, you feel a little bit relieved, and you're on to the next week where you're stressed and frantic and trying to figure out a way to do it again.
Well, Doug, certainly when you go into modern day, and you've talked about it last week, Darren Knight's, a guru defensively. The coordinator's been there an awful long time. And, you know, statistically, I mean, a pretty balanced attack for the Knights this past week. Morgan throws for almost 170 yards. You've got 300 total yards of offense. And, you know, you think in high school football, when you accumulate that many yards, chances are probably pretty high that you're going to win a football game. But then again, you look at the team on the other sideline, it really doesn't matter on how many yards you guys get. It's can you stop them? And you guys were able to get that done on Friday.
Yeah, and I think we made just barely enough plays defensively to get them off the field a couple times. We certainly wanted to bend but not break. We didn't come into the game with any preconceived notions that we were going to shut, the passing attack with Tate Mallory or even their rushing attack with Caden Thacker down. But I think you want to limit and pick when you're going to play man or when you're going to pressure and those kind of things and let them nickel and dime us a little bit, particularly in the second half, and wanted to use the clock to our advantage and let them, kind of have to prod it down the field and not give up a big play. And unfortunately, we let them score late, which was not great. But at the same time, our offense came back and was able to knock out a couple of first downs, with a couple of big conversions, first with Carter Bobe on a third and long, Morgan to Carter Bobe, and then the last one on a third and four. We ran a toss play. They had loaded up inside and ran a toss play to the perimeter, and Austin Pritchard and our offensive line, tight ends, perimeter blocking, got the job done and got the first down. But I think the real story of the game was for back-to-back weeks, our special teams just came through in the clutch, two dominating performances. And Coach Gillis always talks about, winning performances, dominating performances, losing performances in the kicking game. I don't remember, Dan, a year where we had two back-to-back dominating when the stats were all done, and you take the difference between our kickoff and our kickoff return, our punt and our punt return, and put the whole deal together and have two dominant performances. Carter Bobe with a huge kickoff return for a touchdown. And, that kickoff return team, everybody gets credit, not just Carter, because it could have been clinic tape on how you run that particular return that we ran. It was everybody doing their job. And, in the first few weeks, we've had some unsung heroes come out of the 2 and 3 deep that maybe we would have never thought would have been playing for us on Friday night. They came up with big performances, and certainly they were sprinkled across those special teams units last Friday.
Well, Castle already with three kickoff returns for touchdowns, and some teams don't have that many in a season, and they've had it in the month of August, and now we get to the month of September. We'll come back. Carter Bobe will be joining us. This is the Castle Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here with the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon. Senior wideout Carter Bobe joining us. Carter, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Well, congratulations on the win over Modern Day. I know you guys probably, you know, going back watching the film last year and seeing how that one got away from you. I don't want to say it got you physically sick because I've been around, but I'm sure that that game last year entered your mind, especially at halftime. You guys had a two-touchdown lead and thought, okay, we're not going to let this happen again.
Yeah, definitely. We had to go into halftime with the mindset, you know, we can't give it up. We got to keep the pedal to the metal the whole time. So
obviously, in the third quarter, you guys get the field goal. They score, and it's a one-possession game, or I guess at that point, a 10-point game. But then they score again in the fourth quarter, making it 31-28. What was kind of the mood on the sideline after that touchdown, Carter, knowing that you guys had to generate some offense and run out the clock and get a couple first downs?
Yeah, we just went out into the huddle, and our quarterback, Bowden Morgan, was like, yeah, we got to have ice in our veins. And we knew if everyone did their job, we would be perfectly fine, get some first downs, need the clock out, and take home the victory. So,
well, you know, Modern Day's defense can be very aggressive, especially in passing situations. Let's just talk about that initial possession. It's third and seven. You come up with the big reception. What kind of route did you run? Was that something that Coach Bennett a play called, or maybe did you and Morgan get together and say, hey, look, you know, get me the ball because I think I can beat my guy? Just kind of take us through that big play.
Yeah, it was a gutsy call by Coach Bennett. You know, throwing the ball on third and seven is always just going to be big play. I knew I had a crossing route, and I appreciate Coach Bennett for trusting me to get open there and saw the ball get thrown to me, had to make a play. Knew I wasn't walking out off of John Lighty Field that night without a win, so.
All right. Well, to be 1-1 right now against the two teams that you played, certainly you turn your attention now to the Boise Bulldogs. Carter, be your first road game of the season at Inland Field on Friday night. What have been your impressions watching Boise on tape here the first part of the week?
Yeah, so far they've shown two different defenses, so we're kind of preparing for both right now. We got to travel well on Friday, and you can't take any opponent light in the SIC, so we got to go over there and get business done.
Well, Coach Hurt talked a little bit about the fact that a couple years ago you guys escaped over there at Inlow Field against Boston. I mean, they've got a young football team, but it's a scrappy game, and I'm expecting your mindset to be we got to play 48 minutes on Friday.
Yep, definitely. You know, you can't ever take a play off because that can always result in someone getting hurt or a big play that just changes the momentum of the game. So we just got to play the whole game and hopefully get the job done.
So what's it like? I mean, what's the big difference? Certainly you guys have had home field advantage the first 2 weeks. It's the road game now, the first one of the season. It'll be Boise's home opener, so they're going to be excited to finally have a home game week three. I mean, what do you guys have to do offensively to generate production and end up having drives end up in the end zone?
Yeah, we just have to we really just have to execute. It always comes down to that. But if we do what Coach Bennett and all of our coaches are telling us to do, I'm pretty confident that we're willing to get the job done.
All right, so going into this game now with Boise, I mean, to get to week three, I know you guys have championship aspirations in the conference, taking it one game at a time as a senior. How are you just kind of reflecting on that each and every day, knowing that, you know, hey, this is your last year of high school football?
Yeah, it's definitely a different mindset being a senior, because you go to practice every day and you're like, you're never going to get another Tuesday in September. You know, like, you got to take every moment and take it with a full heart and really try to capitalize on those moments.
Carter Bobe with a big catch to help the Castle Knights beat Modern Day 31-28, and now Castle and Boise Friday night at Enloe Field. Carter, thanks for a few minutes of your time, and all the best to you guys as you prepare for the Bulldogs this weekend.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's Carter Bobe. We'll come back at the Scouting Report on the Bulldogs from head coach Doug Hurt when this Castle football show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, the Knights with their first road game of the season, Enloe Field on Friday night at 6:30, taking on the Bossy Bulldogs. Doug Hurtwey joining us. Well, Coach, you take a look at this Bossy team, and, you know, a very good game with Central the other night, 28-20, coming on the heels of their first game of the season, which was up at Vincennes and lost that ball game 43-12. But you take a look at Coach Mullen's team on tape this weekend, early part of the week, just kind of your thoughts as you prepare for Bossy.
Speed. They've got a couple of really dynamic cats. Aiden Boyd, their quarterback, I think is really, really good, both as a runner and as a passer. And so you look across and some of the things that they're doing, they're trying to feature him both in the run game, obviously in the passing game. But that kid has the potential to be something special. He's only a sophomore. But has had some big performances. I think he's rushed for, certainly over 300. I forget where it ended, 340 in the first two games, but getting a lot of production out of him. And then Tyreek Robbins has moved around, has played some receiver, but when he gets in the backfield, he's dangerous. They give you a lot of tight end wing sets and make sure that you line up right, and they'll do a little bit of unbalance, which that's apparently the new rage in the SIC, three straight weeks and three teams that are, presenting unbalanced looks, trying to outnumber you and trick you a little bit and making sure that you can think on your feet and get lined up to it. So I'm always impressed. I think their kids play hard. They're good kids, and that's something I always respect is Coach Mullen's teams. I mean, always, win or lose are always, well-behaved and, courteous. After the game, it's like, you have a knockdown drag out, and there's some people that you watch the behavior through the game and you don't really care to socialize a whole lot after. And then there are teams that you respect and you look at the way they do things. And Coach Mullen's operation has always been the latter, always a classy group, and they play hard. And, I've said previously, battling injuries and down on the depth chart, and, we expect a war and have to go over there and play at their place. And Enloe is always tough. And so, I'm nervous to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, you've had some pretty good battles with Bossy over the last, 5 or 10 years. And again, not an easy place to go play. It'll be their home opener, so I know they're going to be excited for that. Doug, you always talk about, no matter if it's this season, last season, or, 10 years from now, just kind of the improvements that Castle makes or that you guys make from week one to week two. From a 33-22 setback to Newark to a hard-fought 31-28 win over Modern Day this past Friday night. Now you get Bossy coming up. They've got a young football team. Like you said, Aiden just a sophomore, but he's got a year experience. He's got some other kids that, played last year as freshmen. So, these kids, even though it's their second year, some of them are not playing like sophomores. And so they do present some challenges, and I know you're going to have to do your due diligence throughout the entire scouting report to have your team best prepared for this game on Friday.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, look, only look back a couple of years. In 2023, we go over there and, escaped. And I do mean escaped. Probably should have lost that game. And we're fortunate enough to make, Max McCool breaks a big run at the end. And then we're able to shut down their passing attack just enough. But that was a night that I was pretty sure was going to go down in infamy at several points in the game, because we did not play well. They played exceedingly well, got on a roll, and, it's just a dangerous place to play. It really is, and their kids are going to compete, and if we, don't come out guns blazing and have a lot of enthusiasm, football's that sport that, you can't play at 90%. I don't care who you are. You have to play with your heart full of emotion, and you got to play with intensity. It's just a different game. There are some games that, maybe the more worked up you get and the more fired up you get, more intense, the poorer your performance. I don't know many guys that get really fired up to go play a round of golf. But in football, if you don't bring that emotion and that intensity, whether you're playing the top team in the league, the middle rung teams, the you play a team that's maybe not very good record wise, you're in big trouble from the opening kickoff. You've got to bring it, and it starts with a week of preparation. You can't just turn that on Friday night. And we're hard at work trying to check those boxes to make sure that we go into Enloe, fully prepared and ready to compete.
All right, Castle Bossy, Friday night, Enloe Field kickoff set for 6:30. Coach, again, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Congratulations again on the win over Modern Day, and all the best as your preparations continue for Bossy on Friday.
Well, thanks, Dan, for having me, and thank you for having me. I love doing this. I've enjoyed it over the years. We've been doing this a long while now, and I look forward to it each and every week.
All right, this has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.